With elections just around the corner, we've been featuring stories this week of some of the voices behind Utah's big ballot initiatives. Today, we turn to the most hotly debated ballot measure, Proposition 2, which would expand access to medical marijuana. KUER's Nicole Nixon spoke with one patient who spent years fighting for the state to legalize the drug.
6 years ago, when he was a sophomore at Brigham Young University, Brian Stoll was in an accident on campus where he fell from a ledge and onto a steel beam, breaking his back and neck.
I then spent the next 2 years trying to do all the traditional routes, going to all the doctors, trying all the opioids that they prescribed, physical therapy, chiropractic, and still found that I was in a lot of pain, couldn't work, was struggling with school.
And then he discovered cannabis and says he got his life back.
I was able to go back to work, was able to finish up my degree, started dating.
Stoll got engaged to his wife Rachel in 2015, but as active members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, they wanted to get married in the temple. Stoll's bishop, who had never complained about his use of marijuana to treat the pain, told him that he had to give it up if he wanted a temple marriage.
That was pretty devastating for me, then having to choose between my fiancé and my health.
Since then, he's been taking opioids. He says they cloud his mind more than the cannabis ever did, and the pain has returned.
There's just always something that's pretty sore. Depending on the day, it can make it hard to play with my baby, especially knowing that there is a better option out there, that if I lived 100 miles in almost any direction from here, I could use it just fine, and I could continue to be the productive member of society.
Stoll's been lobbying for the state to legalize medical marijuana since 2015, the same year he stopped taking it. He even testified before a state Senate committee in 2016.
If this were something that were to pass here, I would be able to have a temple recommend, and I would be able to use medical cannabis, and I would be able to work and function as normal. Thank you.
Now, Stoll is volunteering with Truce, a patients group supporting Proposition 2, and campaigning to get it passed. But even if it does, a new compromise hammered out by Utah lawmakers and advocates would rewrite parts of the initiative. Stoll says he's skeptical of that compromise.
I do not trust the legislature. They've repeatedly let us down. I'm just waiting for the rug to be pulled out from under us.
Stoll hopes voters turn out to support the measure. If it passes overwhelmingly, he says that would send a clear message to Utah lawmakers not to water down the compromise. But he worries opponents are working on that already. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.